Mayfield.
I have a bad ear. Mayfield. Is it, what town is that in, sir?
Willow Lake.
Willow Lake, and that's South Dakota, or not? Yep. Up over the border, no.
Yep.
I know of quite a few Hutterites up in Canada. I know of them. I don't know them personally, but I know of them. Yeah. I'm a traveling street preacher, and I travel the country and I preach the biblical gospel of Christ. And I always give my, this is my Anabaptist track. I have another track that I give out to the English people. Mm-hmm. We came out of the world. We were never part of Anabaptist or Mennonites or anything. We came out of the evangelical world.
Yeah.
But I always like to share with people as my neighbors, because I care for your souls, that these Anabaptist places, would you agree? Have you tested to the Word of God? Do they not keep a lot of man-made traditions? So I have a question. So you know that. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yeah.
And is he the way to eternal life?
Yeah.
So what did he say about following and keeping man-made traditions in Mark 7? Do you know?
I do not. Not on top of my head.
You know what it says? It says he told the Pharisees back then, who were very biblical people and moral, but they had hypocrisy in their heart. He told them, for the washing of pots and cups and other such things you do, you worship me in vain, keeping your man-made traditions.
Well,
and so today, what do you have people keeping? Christmas, Easter, Hutterite traditions, Hutterite dress styles, all that. If it doesn't line up with Scripture, what's that going to mean in eternity?
It's you're following the craze of the world.
Yeah. So do you believe the gospel is by his shed blood and resurrection we must come to him, and that we must repent and turn from every false way? And then do you guys teach that you must be born from above?
Born
from above. And then what's the fruit you're born from above? Not that you just join a Hutterite or a Mennonite or a Baptist or a Roman Catholic. The fruit is what? Isn't it? Isn't the fruit holiness and obedience, right? And endurance? Check out that gospel card, and I think you'll find, you got to go eat your ice cream. I think you'll find there's a lot of man-made traditions, and if you don't come out of them, I actually know a man that was a Hutterite. He came out of it, and he'd love to encourage you. The great cost to really follow Christ. There's a great cost involved, isn't there? Okay. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Nice talking to you.